How ministers can become tools of Satan. Ministers of the gospel sometimes allow their forbearance toward the erring to degenerate into toleration of sins, and even participation in them. They excuse that which God condemns, and after a time become so blinded as to commend the ones whom God commands them to reprove. He who has blunted his spiritual perceptions by sinful leniency toward those whom God condemns, will ere long commit a greater sin by severity and harshness toward those whom God approves. By the pride of human wisdom and by disrelish for the truths of God's word, many who feel competent to teach others will turn away from the requirements of God. The time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. The apostle here refers to professing Christians who make inclination their guide, and thus become enslaved by self. Such are willing to listen only to doctrines that do not rebuke sin or condemn their pleasure-loving course. They choose teachers who flatter them. And among professing ministers there are those who preach the opinions of men instead of the word of God. God has declared that until the close of time His holy law, unchanged in jot or tittle, is to maintain its claim on human beings. Christ came to show that it is based on the broad foundation of love to God and love to man, and that obedience to its precepts comprises the whole duty of man. In his own life he gave an example of obedience to the law of God. But the enemy of all righteousness has led men and women to disobey the law. As Paul foresaw, multitudes have chosen teachers who present fables. Many, both ministers and people, are trampling under their feet the commandments of God. The Creator is insulted, and Satan laughs in triumph at his success.